Since its launch in November of last year, Washington's Native and Strong Lifeline has answered roughly 650 calls. Robert Coberly, a crisis counselor and enrolled member of the Tulalip tribe, says callers benefit from talking to crisis counselors who already have cultural understanding and experience with generational traumas that affect Native people. It's something he's experienced personally when seeking mental health care.
I've had a couple of therapists that were non-Native and it just didn't work. They didn't understand. I couldn't help them understand. Having another Native therapist, counselor, it just makes it simpler.
Native people face a higher risk of suicidality than any other racial or ethnic group in the United States, which is driven by intergenerational traumas, including forced displacement, land dispossession, and assimilation. The Native and Strong Lifeline is the first of its kind. It's an expansion of Washington's 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and is the fourth option callers from the state can select, the others being LGBTQ+ support through the Trevor Project, veteran support, and a Spanish language lifeline. The program currently has 12 full-time crisis counselors. Each is an enrolled member of a tribal nation or descendant of Native people. All are trained in crisis counseling with an emphasis on issues facing tribal communities today, including mental health conditions, substance abuse disorders, intergenerational trauma, and socioeconomic disparities. Crystal James is an enrolled member of Diné, the Navajo Nation, and another crisis counselor at Native and Strong. She says Native people often mistrust services that come from outside of tribal communities because of a long history of mistreatment. Having a cultural understanding of Native people informs the plan she makes with callers about what steps they'll take when they hang up.
You know, I've had one individual cry and they were like, oh my God, I can't believe, you know, I actually got to speak to, you know, another Native American who understands me. And in that conversation, we did discuss like holistic type methods to use for the individual. We did speak about perhaps going to a sweat lodge. And we started talking about burning cedar. For them, it meant the world.
The Lifeline also provides connections to outside resources such as food banks, gas cards, housing, and recovery programs. Coberly says they've even helped a parent who needed support filling out paperwork for their child. And sometimes they'll get return callers updating them on their progress. Coberly says crisis counselors often personally relate to the experiences of their callers. He says he himself is in recovery for alcohol dependence, which has informed his work as a recovery coach. One of the most meaningful calls he answered was talking to a parent who had lost their daughter.
I lost my son about 3 years ago, and I was able to validate and relate, and they wanted to know my story, how I was able to deal with it without drinking, without hurting myself, or how I was able to show up for my family, my daughter, and show up in my own life.
Sharing their own stories can often help callers who might not be willing to talk about their struggles with anyone else.
That was ingrained to me growing up, is not being able to trust a non-tribal member because of our past, what we endured in the past. And so I just want to try to break that barrier down. And, you know, it's okay to talk about our feelings and thoughts and to be able to walk through them and be in them.
For NWPB and the Lewiston Tribune, I'm Rachel Sun.